Good morning, Pop Chasers, and happy January 5th, you guys. I hope everyone is having a fantastic Wednesday, and you're looking forward to all of the headlines and entertainment today. I'm Allison, the host, who's going to tell you all about them, and we have a lot to get into. One thing I just wanted to mention, and I feel like I forgot to say it yesterday, but I was thinking about it yesterday, is I just want to PSA remind everyone that Euphoria Season 2 starts on Sunday. I have just started rewatching Season 1, and it's like one of those that I really can only watch like one episode a day. It's so good though. And it just makes me so excited because the last time I saw Euphoria was 2019, the summer of 2019. So mark your calendars. And if you haven't seen it yet, I really recommend it. I would recommend pacing yourself though. It's just a very heavy show, but obviously Zendaya is incredible in it and I could watch her forever. And I plan to, because I'm going to watch this and I'm going to watch Season 2 and then I'll probably start it all over again. Okay, let's get into the news of the day. The first thing we need to talk about, you guys know, I love The Bachelor. I love The Bachelorette. I also love. I love dating shows. I love Netflix. I love a little show called Love is Blind. And this next story stopped me dead in my tracks. And that is that Blake Hortzman from Becca Kufrin's season is probably dating Giannina Gibelli from Love is Blind. Now, you know Giannina of Giannina and Damien, both very unhinged people. He is just like a tall troll looking guy and she's beautiful, but you know, a lot, she'll speak her mind. And Blake is from Becca's season of The Bachelorette. According to people, and this has been confirmed by a source to people, so take it with a grain of salt. They just recently met, the two, but are having a really nice time getting to know each other and taking things slow. They have not confirmed it. No, they have not said anything about it on social media. With that said, some people have noticed similar photos. So like Blake's New Year's Eve photo seemed to be taking like shot at a bar that has liquor barrels in the background. And Giannina also posted a photo with liquor barrels in the background from New Year's Eve too. Also, they were both dressed pretty similarly in like formal-ish attire. Didn't necessarily go with the liquor barrels, but who am I to judge? And then somebody else said that they noticed that it seems like maybe Giannina had posted a photo to her Instagram stories on New Year's Day from Blake's bed. I didn't see that one because it was an Instagram story, but I don't know. I mean, am I against this couple? I don't think so. I think the fact that like, I actually really like Giannina. I think that she got totally screwed over with someone like Damien, because Damien seemed like he really sucked. Blake, I think, had a rough go. Obviously, we'll never forget his time on a little show called Bachelor in Paradise. He caused quite the stir because of his, let's call them entanglements at Stagecoach with Kaylin, with Christina, with Hannah G. It was a nightmare for him. But I do think that he's kind of like made a space for himself as like a commentator on the Bachelor franchise now. If you don't follow him on Instagram, he constantly is doing like videos of him watching the show and talking to his TV about what's happening. It's actually kind of interesting if you want some behind the scenes details. But yeah, I mean, look, if they're happy, like who am I to say anything? I kind of just think it's so random. With that said, if Craig can infiltrate himself onto Summer House with Paige, I would love to see Blake infiltrate himself into season two, or maybe a reunion of Love is Blind. Oh my God, I just remembered that season two of Love is Blind is happening. God, we're so lucky. What a time to be alive, you guys. Yeah, I just had to share that because when I saw it on Instagram, I was like, excuse me? So I hope you said the same thing. Okay, the next thing I want to talk about is Bachelor related. We didn't talk about it yesterday because I didn't even realize it had happened. And I regret that. I saw it on Reddit, and that is that there was a missing contestant, a girl that straight up just went missing. Her name is Samantha. And if you remember her, her limo exit was the bubble bath. She like came out in a bikini and they put the black square over her. She kind of just disappeared. She was never seen inside the Bachelor mansion after going in the bikini. She wasn't in a background shot. She wasn't talking to Clayton. She was not there during the rose ceremony. She was featured in ABC press photos wearing a dress, talking to Clayton, but we never saw any of it. And of course, people were like, where'd you go? She took to Instagram and explained that the bikini limo exit wasn't her idea. It seems like it was probably a producer idea. She also showed a dress that she really wanted to wear and said she has some explaining to do, and explaining she did. So this is what she said in her feed post. She goes, "Clayton and I privately talked night one. He was attentive, charming, and kind. However, a romantic connection is important in a relationship, and I've made it a point in my life to not force anything I'm not feeling. As much as I wanted to stay, it would not have been fair to try and take his heart as well as take the opportunity away from a woman who is all in." So I guess that this is her way of saying that she, like, wasn't feeling him either, which makes two women on this season so far, one night, who are like, nah, I'm out. I respect her for doing this. I think that it kind of sucks that we couldn't see that conversation, because again, I actually think it's really important in the conversation surrounding The Bachelor and The Bachelorette that you just don't automatically fall in love with this random person you've known for 5 minutes. I would have loved to see that. I actually think that that would have been worth showing more than, wait, now actually that I'm thinking about it, this is three women, because we had Sally who left. We had, Claire, the spray tanner who left. And now we had Samantha who left. That's rough. That's probably why he's going to profess his love to everybody else, because he's so afraid people are going to leave him. But I just thought that was so funny, because I totally missed that she disappeared. And I'm sorry that they did the black box on the butt thing to her, because it's just so overdone. Like, we did that so long ago. We're better than that now. We're better than that. Don't put her in a bikini and then do her dirty like that, ABC. Okay, the next thing I would love to discuss. This is a interesting, if you are like me, somebody who your favorite season is award season, a la Moira Rose, you might be interested in the fact that award season is among us, but you might not know that because it's not really happening the way it ever has happened before. And of course we thought last year was, oh, this is so unprecedented, but this year it's even more so. Golden Globes are on Sunday. Did you know that? Probably not, because the Hollywood Foreign Press Association is having like truly the lamest Golden Globes ever, because of the lack of diversity that existed in the HFPA, a ton of celebrities boycotted the event. There's not going to be a red carpet. And on top of that, it's not going to even be televised. So I'm kind of picturing this as like, it's just going to be a small group of people that are going to just like be patting each other on the back of the Hollywood Foreign Press. They have supposedly taken steps in diversifying and making a more inclusive association. With that said, I think that obviously actions speak louder than words. So nobody has kind of gone back on, oh, okay, like we'll attend. This is definitely like a conversation for next year, if that. I think a lot of changes obviously need to happen, and that takes time, and this is a slap on the wrist for sure. So yeah, I mean, I don't think you can watch it. Or at least you can't watch it in a fun way. There's not going to be like a host or anything. So like I said, watch Euphoria season 2 premiere on Sunday, HBO. Now get this, the 31st of January is the Grammys. Now you may not have known that either, because I don't really feel like, well, I guess Trevor Noah, they did announce Trevor Noah was the host, but supposedly there is a chance, a source told Billboard that it's, quote, very likely that those will also be postponed. That's obviously because of Omicron. But I think also people like hate the Grammys too. Award season has gotten so weird. I will say, ever since Emily in Paris got nominated, it's just like, ooh, what? And I'm kidding, it wasn't Emily in Paris, but yeah, the Grammys are probably going to be postponed too. We'll be robbed of seeing Olivia Rodrigo and all of our favorites, Doja Cat, Dua Lipa. It's going to be tough. But I think we're better for it, because at the end of the day, the Grammys are supposed to be hosted at the crypto.com arena, formerly known as the Staples Center. And I know Staples Center is also like it's also one of the places that is named after a business, but crypto.com just sounds insane. Like Staples Center almost just became like colloquially, it just almost sounds normal. Crypto.com will never sound normal. Like I'm from Chicago, Wrigley Field. I forget it has anything to do with Wrigley, like the gum. It just, it's Wrigley Field. Guaranteed Rates Field. It's not US Cellular Field. No, those don't have the same ring to it. And crypto.com, same. Can't all be classy like Madison Square Garden, you know? Okay. Okay. Let's move on to the next bit of news. Just a fun little deep dive into Anna Marie Tendler's Instagram. So if you don't follow John Mulaney's estranged wife, I hate the phrase estranged, but that is technically what they are. It just makes her sound like spooky. And her Instagrams are a little spooky. If you follow her, she's very artsy. She's like that girl that you might've met in like one extra, like an extracurricular class that you took in college for fun. She was like so cool, artsy, but like she kind of, you thought maybe she was a ghost. That's Anna Marie Tendler. She posted though on Instagram, I think we've all been waiting to see if she'll say anything, because John and Olivia announced their baby's birth, Malcolm's birth. She of course took the high road, which, you know, isn't going to be me, but I tip my hat to her just talking about change and how much change that we've all been through over the last 2 years. But she also discusses how she always is wondering, when will I feel normal? And then realizes that there is no normal. There's just new, which I actually really love that concept. You know, we always talk about the new normal versus just when will I feel normal again? And it is about evolving. And I think that she seems like she is evolving into a new person without John, hopefully without the drama. And more importantly, hopefully with Petunia, who is the queen. Petunia is her French bulldog. I don't believe John has any visitation. I don't know that personally, but just my gut, because Petunia is hanging out with Anna Marie Tendler all the time and not with John. So I just needed to share that. It's a very long Instagram caption. I'm not going to read all of it, but it's inspirational. And if you've been through changes, loss, whatever it may be in the last couple of years, like I really do recommend it, because even the artsy, creepy ghost girl in your, you know, college class can maybe give you a little inspiration for this new year. Okay, the last thing I have to talk about is a bit of a deep dive. I know that, you know, I don't necessarily do deep dives every day, but Ted Lasso fans think that season 3 is about to start production. Seems like that is the case, because Brendan Hunting, who plays Coach, and Jason Sudeikis were seen getting on a private jet, and the caption was, "Here we go." And that to me, I mean, it feels like a confirmation. That's all that's all I needed to see. But I guess that Phil Dunster, who plays Jamie Tart, also said that production would begin at the end of this month. So I'm really excited. I cannot wait for the show. I mean, to me, that screams a summer premiere, just like we had last year. And if this world needs anything right now, it's Ted Lasso. We got to believe, right? So I had to share that. Let's get ready. I think we're going to just start binging season 1 all over again. And I can't wait. I don't know what you guys want to see in season 3, but I swear to God, if it's involves anything bad happening to my dear, dear couple of Keely and Roy, I will never speak to you again. So that's all I have to say about that. They better stay together. And if they don't, I will riot. I will take to the streets. I will. Okay, you guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Pop Chaser. I'm still honestly shook by the Giannina and Blake news. Let me know what you think about it. Is this a couple that's doomed? Or do we still think Giannina and Damian belong together? I mean, at a certain point, you have to just be like, maybe you guys are meant for each other. I don't know. Let me know what you think. You can tweet me or at The Dip and let us know. Until tomorrow, I am Allison, and I'll be back with a batch of new headlines. I hope you have a great Wednesday, and cheers.